Good morning. First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk here on Tiger Wrestling, head coach Matt Goth. Tigers have finished up their pre-holiday schedule. They were in Mitchell on Thursday, fell in a duel to the Colonels, but still some positive results with a very young team and a new coach here heading into the holiday. Last weekend, Huron was at the Rapid City Invitational, where they finished 12th overall, and that was out of 37 teams, had five place winners. When you consider the competition came from a five-state area, that was a good showing by the Tigers. Matt Goth, head coach in his first year for Huron, talked about the weekend trip last weekend at Rapid City. It started with double duels against Rapid City Central and Sturgis on Thursday, and then competition for the tournament through the weekend. He said the kids got a lot of matches in last weekend.
Yeah, we started off on Thursday night dueling Sturgis and Rapid City Central. They were two good duels, and I thought that was the best we've wrestled all year up to that point. So I was excited to see those guys really get out there and go fight for some points.
Then the invite on Friday and Saturday. I know they always say if you can place there, that's probably going to be tougher competition than you'll see even at state. We had five place winners, so just in general terms, that was a pretty good showing for Huron. We also finished in the upper half of the team standings.
Yeah, well, I think we finished 12th, half a point out of 11th with 40-some teams. So that was pretty exciting to see our team go out there and get those bonus points to put us in the position to be that high in the points standings.
Now, Moses Gross, 106, just a 7th grader. I know you guys were a little indecisive if you wanted to move him up to varsity, but he proved himself well. He's the only guy that made it to the semifinals. You make it to the semifinals in Rapid City, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah, it was just exciting to see him go out there. He just never quit in his matches. If he was down, he kept grinding until he got the lead.
And not only that, for a 7th grader, it doesn't look like the moment's too big for him.
No, he's very humble. He's very eager to learn. He's just a great athlete to have.
Then the other place winners, kind of the guys you expected, Tyson Lean, Blake Larson, and the Cardona twins. Let's talk about Blake Larson a little at 182. He really hasn't, well, he's a senior. He hasn't wrestled much the last 2 years due to injury, and so far so good this year.
Yeah, Blake's really coming out. He's buying into his senior year, and he's bringing out the moves that he hasn't thrown out in 2 or 3 years, so it's exciting to see him out there on the mat.
Then talk about those other guys, Tyson Lean at 170. I know that's just an awful tough bracket.
Yeah, Tyson had one of the tougher weight classes out there at Rapid City. He's got a rematch of his 7th and 8th place match, so hopefully we get that one back. And then the Cardonas really are wrestling well right now at this time of year. We hope to continue growing, though.
As I mentioned earlier, Mitchell did pick up the dual win at 51-23. Huron was missing a couple of wrestlers, so we're open at a couple of weights there in the lower side of the lineup. Coach Goth talked about that after the match Thursday night and realistically felt that the dual went about the way we figured it would.
Yeah, it went pretty much how we thought. We're a little shorthanded because of the injuries and illnesses, so score pretty much is what we thought it was going to come out to be.
You know, you look at some of the wins. Again, Moses Gross right off the bat. Took a little while to get going, but again, that kid does not look like a 7th grader.
No, he's just really impressive. He just keeps grinding through his matches. He never opens up quick, but he just continually scores points.
And then as we look down our lineup, Tyson Lean probably had the best match of the night, at least from a competitive standpoint. Those are two guys that are very close. Joe Van Overschild defeated Lean last week in Rapid City. Tyson comes back and not only gets the win, but a 9-1 win. That's pretty impressive for Tyson to come back that way.
Yeah, we lost 6-1 last week, so it's nice to turn around and get a major over them.
You know, it just seemed like Tyson just kept control. He didn't panic at any point. And really, he just almost looked like he had Van Overschild frustrated for most of the time.
Yeah, that's the Tyson Lee we've been expecting most of the year. Last week, he kind of fell off. So it was nice to see him get back to just wrestling smart, staying in good position.
And then the other wins, Blake Larson win by fall. And, you know, that was one where you expected Blake to get 6 points out of it, and he delivered in the first period.
Yeah, Blake's been doing really good on top this year. Once he gets on top, it's hard to get away from him.
And then, Tristan Cardona, a forfeit win. Then Sebastian Cardona, a nice 5-1 win to close it out at heavyweight. Those two guys look fairly even, but again, it was Sebastian that was pretty much the aggressor the whole way.
Yeah, Sebastian went out and controlled the match from the start. We got an early takedown, what we like to see. Otherwise, he just controlled the match for the whole match.
And now as we get to the end here, you got 2 weeks off before you get back on the mat. Some of your early thoughts here, you know, when you go back out into the wrestling room in November, you were the new kid on the block. We've talked about that. I know you got a good support staff there with some veteran coaches behind you. Looks like, though, the kids have went into the program here, and, for the inexperience we have, I think we've had some solid results here in December.
Yeah, we're an awful young team, so to see these guys continually grow throughout the first few weeks of the season has been really impressive. They just have to continue building. We're only part of the way through the season, so we can't be letting off the gas yet.
And now we go into the Christmas break, and I say that I've always said this to Coach McCarty. I'll say it to you. Always makes a wrestling coach a little nervous going in, you know, 2 weeks without competing. You'll be off a week before you return to wrestling here again, too. But one thing you did mention, you know, with the numbers a little lower this year, most guys are pretty much wrestling at their natural weight, so maybe not as big a worry, but you still don't want them to go hog wild either at Christmas.
Yeah, I'm just really hoping to see them come back within striking range of their weight. That way we don't have to worry about weight. We can worry about getting better in the wrestling room.
And also those injured guys that were out, Kaiser, Ruth, Jaron Sammons, hopefully we get them to good health, because realistically it would have been nice to have them, but it's more important to have them at the end of February.
Yeah, we just hope to get healthy quick so we can have them back in the wrestling room and continue working on them and help them get to where they want to be.
And as we wrap it up here with Huron Tiger Wrestling Coach Matt Goth, again, he's the new guy. He does have the veteran coaching staff, but he's taken control of the program and says that he likes what he's seen out of his team to this point.
Yeah, it's exciting to see them from the beginning of the year to start growing into what I want them, how I want them to wrestle, and just keep after it and wrestle hard. When we opened up in Harrisburg, we looked a little timid, and we weren't out there to wrestle 6 minutes. We were trying to get some easy pins and stuff like that, and it's just not going to happen all the time.
Matt Goth, head coach of Huron Tiger Wrestling. Tiger wrestlers are off now for the holiday break. They'll return with back-to-back home duels on Thursday, January 2nd, and Friday, January 3rd. Take a break here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Up next, a little highlight for Haven Hines, the Huron Tiger senior, who's an All-State volleyball player, an All-State basketball player. She's had quite the past 6 weeks or so, a couple of huge milestones she's been able to achieve in two different sports. In volleyball, over 3,000 digs, and then this past Tuesday in basketball, going over 1,000 career points. We'll have comments from her coaches and from the girl herself. That's coming up next on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Good morning. Jeff Duffy back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Past couple of months have been quite the time for Huron Tiger senior Haven Hines. Hines, to close out the volleyball season, went over 3,000 digs for her career, a just about unheard of total, especially for a double-A player. Of course, she started playing varsity back in the middle of her eighth grade year and stayed in the lineup after that for the Huron Tigers. And this past Tuesday, she became what we believe is the fourth Huron Tiger girls basketball player to surpass 1,000 points scored for her career. So a couple of huge milestones for Haven here, and we're not even to the end of the year. Shelly Budenhagen has been Haven's volleyball coach all the way through her career. She said after the volleyball season, the key for Haven is her ability to read what the opponents are looking to do.
There's just so many things. I don't even know how to really explain it, but she just does so many things that go unnoticed because she's just really, really good. We just take it for granted. You know, her eyes, she can see something happening before and while it's happening and get herself in a position to get the ball. And then just her accuracy is just unbelievable. You know, and I don't even want to think if you're in Tiger Volleyball without Haven. I don't even know if my mind in my head can go there yet, just simply for the fact that she's been there for so long. And she'll do anything that we ask.
Haven held down the Lee Burrows spot beginning midway through her eighth grade a year, as I just mentioned. And she stayed in the Lee Burrows spot except for a short stretch her sophomore year.
And I forgot about that little stretch when she was a sophomore. And that was because, remember, we had some injuries, and we were trying to make it through until we could get one of her players back from a broken collarbone. And we just needed to keep the ball in play, but we needed her serve receive. We needed someone else's serve receive. And I asked her, can you just go on the outside and just hit your roll shots and keep the ball in bounds? And she was able to do that. But that was, you know, that you don't hear of so many kids going, whatever you need, coach, just put me where you need us to go. And forgot about that. But that was a big week for us, too, when that happened. But, one of the best liberos that I will ever coach, one of the best liberos that I ever remember watching, I mean, even in the state tournament, you know, I just don't think there's a libero better than Haven, and people can maybe state their case against me, but I don't think they're going to win that case.
And as everybody knows, too, she's going to Northern State. She signed her letter of intent during the season. Northern State's going to get a good one.
Yeah, they are, and I think they're very grateful, too, and she's going to get better and better just because, you know, when you go to college, you're going to raise your level, but, you know, she's going to finish her career with almost 3,100 digs. Never heard of that before. And not only that, but we changed our pattern this year where she was able to take a lot of second contacts and set the ball, and so she was making some decisions, and that was huge for us where we had the ball in her hands almost every single time that the ball came on our side of the net. And so, you know, it's going to be a sad day when we have to say goodbye to Haven, and I haven't yet, just simply for the fact that it's still 2019, right? And we won't say goodbye until we talk about next season and JO season. Then reality will hit because we'll start JOs without her for the first time in a very, very long time. You know, she started JOs back in fifth and sixth grade, so we've been watching this young lady play volleyball. So it's going to be entirely different for us, and I'm just so lucky that I had the opportunity to coach Haven, and this I'm gonna say, and I mean this, that Haven made the coaching staff look really good, and you know, it's a lot of things that people go, you know, that was a great decision. No, you know, my best decision was making Haven be a libero, and she made us look really good.
Here on Tiger Volleyball Coach Shelley Budnagan talking about Haven Hines. Haven, of course, was named AA Miss Volleyball earlier this month and a two-time All-State player, a three-time All-Conference player for the Huron Tigers. Then this past Tuesday, another milestone for Haven Hines. She went into the peer game at 998 career points. Took a little while to get going, but with just over 2 minutes left in the first half, Haven passed another milestone.
Inside, there's Hines. Reverse layup. There it is. 1,001 points. Haven Hines, reverse layup. And she goes into the books.
Tim Budnagan has been the head girls coach for now starting his second year coaching Haven Hines. And Bud said that 1,000 points is not easy to do, especially in double A.
No, and it's longevity, and you got to do it for a long time. You got to score points for a long time. Haven's added some things to her game. If you saw it tonight, late in the fourth quarter, it was a stutter step, got the defender to freeze, saw that the lane was open, and then exploded to the basket. So she's added that change of pace right now. Good players, you know, make the players around them better, and then good players work at different speeds. And she's figured that out this year, and then she's a heck of a shooter. I don't know why she doesn't shoot it more often when she's open, but we got to get her to do that and just believe in herself and get that confidence. And like I said, it takes longevity, it takes skills, and she's got all that.
We believe Haven Hines is the fourth Huron Tiger girls basketball player to reach the 1,000-point milestone. Amy Burnett did it in the early 90s. Morgan Carlson did it in the mid-2000s. And just 4 years ago, it was Sarah Carr's turn to go over 1,000 points as a Huron Tiger. Bud said, like Burnett and Carr on the list, Haven is not only able to score from the field, she gets herself to the free throw line a lot.
Absolutely. When I coached Amy, I mean, it wasn't uncommon for her to have 30 and 20 were from the free throw line because she was a stellar free throw shooter. She could take contact and get the ball off, so that created some two-point opportunities from the free throw line. Haven's the same way. She's big, stronger girl, so she can take that bump, and then she can go ahead and lay it up and in. And like I said, you know, height doesn't matter. It's the size of your heart, and she's got a big heart.
And I did talk to Haven Tuesday night in Pierre. She was very eager to do an interview with me. She said the milestones are nice, but she doesn't focus on the individual accomplishments.
I don't really pay attention to individual awards. I just go out there and try and compete. And my teammates have helped me become where I am today.
Haven says she's had a lot of influences during her career.
All my coaches from when I started, and my dad and my brothers, I've grown up playing basketball with my brothers, and they've pushed me to be who I am today.
Even though she is a senior, her older brothers, Houston and Highland, still make their observations.
Yes, they do. Every game, they text me and tell me what I can improve on.
Finally, as we all know, Haven committed to play volleyball at Northern State University next year. She signed with Northern back during the volleyball season. I asked her what the deciding factor was for her to go to Aberdeen.
So when I went up there to practice with them, I just really fit in, and the players there and the coaches just really fit me well, and the facility is getting better every day, so I'm excited.
And Avon Hines finished her volleyball career 3,092 digs. And as of right now, with still a majority of the season to go, she has scored 1,017 points as a Huron Tiger girls basketball player. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. Up next, we're going to talk to Ernie Kuiper, Mitchell native. He's in charge of the Hoop City Classic, which the Huron Tiger boys will make their first appearance in next week. He talks about how the tournament lines up and some of the things he does in conjunction with his high school friend, Mike Miller. You might have heard of him as well. That's coming up next year, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. And we're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're talking with Ernie Kuiper. He is president of Hoop City Basketball Club out of Memphis. Of course, he is a Mitchell, South Dakota native. Spent some time in Huron after he got out of high school and college. And he's the guy in charge of the Hoop City Classic, which the Huron Tigers are appearing in for the first time this year. And Ernie, first off, tell us, just give us the basics. What is Hoop City Basketball Club?
You know, we're a club based out of Memphis, Tennessee. We started it in 2005, and we had to change the name when Mike Miller got the job with the Memphis Tigers. We had to change it to Hoop City, which, you know, in South Dakota and Memphis, we look at it, it's a Hoop City everywhere. You know, everybody would be loving basketball, so we named it Hoop City.
And talk about some of the programs you do. You have a lot of kids that go through your system.
Yeah, we have over 4,000 or 5,000 kids. We do camps, clinics, classics, mainly in the Mid-South, but one of our biggest one, if not our biggest classic, is in South Dakota, the Hoop City Classic, which we're excited to be back year 10, and we're thrilled to have the Huron Tigers in. We're excited.
Yeah, talk about that. First off, obviously, you sound excited about the Huron Tigers. I don't know how much you actually are, being an old Mitchell Colonel and that sort of thing, But both your people and the Huron people kind of been looking at each other through this whole thing.
Yeah, we're really excited. We really are. Now, it is tough for me to say excited in Huron Tigers being a Mitchell Colonel, but we are excited to have them in, and they're playing a team out of Texas, you know, Cornerstone out of San Antonio, Texas. And, you know, Cornerstone has three top players. You know, they have the number 10 player in the country, a 6'6 wing named Trey White, but they're really young. Cornerstone is a lot of freshmen and sophomores, really young team. The record's 4-3 right now, and I think it'll be a great matchup at Pentagon on Saturday night.
You know, you mentioned Cornerstone Christian Academy. They're like Huron in that they've never been in the Classic before. Talk about the, for lack of a better word, recruitment. How do you attract some of these teams? Obviously, South Dakota teams kind of take care of themselves, but talk about some of these teams out of the area. Do they come to you? Do you go to them? How's that work?
Well, when it first started, it was just based off relationships, and we went to them. Now we're receiving calls, texts, emails, you know, just based off our network. People are calling in and want to be a part of it. It's just so awesome to see South Dakota get the chance to, you know, show these kids, get to show their skills against national talent and get on the main stage to play these kids. So the teams have really just been calling us and wanting to be part of it because they're hearing about our classic. They're hearing how good these other teams have been treated and how, you know, South Dakota's been treating them great. You know, these other teams that have come in years before, and so now everybody just wants to be a part of it. It's just awesome.
Well, I kind of think back to your high school days. As I remember, you were a teammate of Mike Miller there under Gary Munson with the Mitchell Colonels, and you guys did some traveling, going out of state to a few of these classics in your own right. Is that kind of what spawned the whole thing?
Yeah, 100%. Mike and myself sat back, and now this is year 10, so 10, 11 years ago, we sat back and we're like, you know, that was just so awesome. It's such a great experience playing with the Colonels, and then when we got to travel, and we thought, well, why couldn't we do this in South Dakota, especially at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, where we feel basketball is, the tradition is probably the best in the whole country, you know, for sure. The basketball tradition there is the best in South Dakota, in our opinion, and we wanted to bring national teams in because we knew South Dakota basketball is, it's just great, great basketball, and we wanted the kids to have the chance like we had. We had that opportunity in high school, and it was one of the best opportunities we ever had, you know, had a part of. So we wanted to bring that back to South Dakota.
You know, we're talking with Ernie Kuipers. He's the president of Hoop City Basketball Club. That's the group behind the Hoop City Basketball Classic that runs 2 days in Mitchell, 1 day at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. Talk about the expansion to the Pentagon. You know, so basically two sites going on 1 day, the final day of that classic. Talk about what brought that on. I suppose mainly there's just so many teams that wanted a piece of the classic.
Yeah, it was mainly that, and then the Pentagon just being a great venue. I mean, the Miami Heat D-League Arena, that's another thing that these national teams and the South Dakota teams, I mean, getting to play in that unique venue also. I mean, you're playing in the world's only Corn Palace in the Pentagon. Kids coming in from all over will never forget that, and the kids in South Dakota will never forget. I mean, they'll come out. The Huron Tigers will come out Saturday night, and that place, you know, the Pentagon, will probably be sold out. I mean, that's going to be a great memory for those kids.
And also a great opportunity for those kids, too. I know last year it was a who's who on, I believe, the final night of college coaches that were there to watch certain kids.
Yes, I would assume same thing this year. I'm assuming we'll probably have some college coaches there. I don't know for a fact. I'll know in a few weeks. But, I mean, last year you had Bill Self, you had Mike Miller, et cetera, et cetera. You know, over the years we've had a lot of coaches coming in and out from Nebraska to, you know, so on and so forth. So hopefully there's coaches in the stands for the kids, and it's just a great opportunity for them.
Then you mentioned Mike Miller, and this is going to be a big weekend for the Miller family. Mason Miller, one of the highly thought of kids in the nation, son of Mike, he's going to get to play on Dad's old home court.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. It's just awesome, really. I guess I'm getting old, you know. Look back, now we get to see Mason play on the court at, you know, Mike's uniform and, you know, hanging from the rafters. It's going to be a special, special day for our family. All the Millers, everybody get to come out and watch Mason play. And he's a great kid who's trying to build his own identity. He's had offers from Ohio State, Florida, obviously Memphis with his dad there. Coach Calipari has called and is going to come in and watch him. He's a 6'8", you know, left-handed shooter. Can really shoot it, can, you know, have, he's athletic, and he has a chance. He's a hard worker, so he has a chance, and we're just really excited to watch him play at the Corn Palace. It's gonna be real special for our family, and I can't believe Mike's kids are playing on the Corn Palace court. It's amazing.
And, you know, let's just kind of go down the list there, if you got in front of you or just off the top of your head, some of the teams that are coming in from out of the area. I know there's a few that have been kind of standards. I know De La Salle out of the Twin Cities has been in it just about every year. But it seems like there's a little different flavor, a few different teams coming in this year. We already talked about Cornerstone Christian Academy out of Texas.
Yeah, De La Salle, you know, I mean, they've been there every year, this year 10. They're out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They've won 7 out of the last 8 state championships. At this moment, they're 3-0, and they got a couple kids coming back. They have a kid named Jalen Travis. He's a big boy. He's actually playing at Princeton. He's playing football for Princeton, but he's good enough to play basketball, Division I basketball. He's just an athlete. And then their point guard is back, and his name's Drew. And last year in the Corn Palace, they beat a team out of Alabama at the last second. Drew hit the three-pointer to beat them. But De La Salle is, I mean, their tradition is, it kind of reminds me of the Colonels back in the day. I mean, they have some serious, 7 out of the last 8 state championships. That's amazing. It's great.
And then you mentioned, too, a good play to showcase some South Dakota athletes. So we'll get to a couple of those before we start the interview. You're asking me some questions about Kobe Bush, Tegan Evers, the two All-Staters on the Huron team. And it's just a great opportunity for these kids and really everybody that's going to get on the floor.
Oh, it is a great opportunity. I'm excited to watch Bush play. I've heard so much about the kid. I'm really excited to see him just play in person. And I mean, heck, he's going up against some studs, so right here is his opportunity to say, I belong at this level, and hopefully the Huron Tigers can go out there and send Cornerstone home with the loss. That'd be all right with me. I like seeing the South Dakota teams win, so I hope they come out and play great.
And talking with Ernie Kuipers. He is president of Hoop City Basketball Club. One other South Dakota player that goes without mentioning, I guess, is Yankton's Matthew Moores. I would imagine the hoopla you've seen around him and the chance that you've seen him probably has to remind you a little bit of traveling with Mike Miller back in the late 90s.
It does. What a great kid he is, too, and his family. Great people. I'm rooting for him. Wisconsin is a perfect spot for him, too. I mean, he's gonna shine there, in my belief. And that kid, he's working his butt off. And I always tell, you know, I'm hoping he does great against, you know, Houston. He plays against, you know, Mason Miller, Mike's son. That's just gonna be fun to watch. And I'm just excited to see the South Dakota team match up against a Memphis team. And obviously, Moores is just, his talent speaks for itself. He's a great player, comes from a great family. I'm rooting for him. I think he has an opportunity to do some very special things. He's already done special things, but at the college level, I think he'll be a great, great player.
Well, I'll let you go here, Ernie. Just one last thing here. You kind of mentioned that what the 10th year for this event now, the Hoop City Classic, and kind of came, almost sounds like it came idea with you and Mike Miller kind of spitballing back in the day. And do you really see that it was going to grow to this extent?
Truly, I couldn't imagine just how big it's become. And, you know, we have this youth tournament around it. We have over probably 60, 70 youth kids teams in it from 5 different states, along with the high school teams, and then along with the college DWs playing their little classic in it. It's been great. South Dakota, Mitchell, Sioux Falls, all the towns in South Dakota are what make it happen. I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you to the Huron Tigers for playing. That's really what it is. The teams in South Dakota, the fans, they make this happen, and it's special for the kids and the opportunity. To answer your question, no, I can't believe how big it's gotten, but it's great. It's been fun to be a part of it, a small part of it.
Ernie Kuiper, he is president of the Hoop City Basketball Club based out of Memphis, but he's also the man in charge of the Hoop City Basketball Classic to be held December 27th and 28th in Mitchell and at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. Huron Tigers will play the final game of the day Saturday, December 28th against Cornerstone Christian Academy out of Texas. That will wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday. We have Huron Tiger basketball coming up afternoon style later today. Huron Tiger girls at home will host Rapid City Central. That'll be a 1:30 tip-off. We'll be on the air shortly after 1 o'clock with the pregame over on Tiger 95. And out west, the Huron Tiger boys are at Rapid City Central. That'll be a 2:30 Central tip-off. We'll be on the air shortly after 2 o'clock with the pregame. So high school basketball, this will wrap up the pre-holiday schedule for the Huron Tiger, all Huron Tiger winter sports teams, I believe. So listen in for high school basketball coming up later on today. Mike Hendrickson and South Dakota Sports History is coming up shortly. Up next, though, Territorio Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.